I believe we are being sold a lie that we need to deteriorate over time. Anti-aging is in our face every day. People are afraid and ashamed of not being young. While aging is inescapable, I believe we can improve as we age. Join me, Belle Carter, as I go on a journey of self-optimization in all areas of life: mental, physical, emotional, financial, and spiritual. Let's get hacked as. Hello, hackers. So today, it's actually nighttime. It's actually really late. It's actually almost 11 p.m. I finish work, I come home, and then I ended up spending so much time scrolling on social media. Look, it wasn't all scrolling. I was communicating with some great people as well, which is great, and being educated on what happened in the world while I was working. But I wanted to touch on something today. I was actually in the middle of recording this podcast, similar. I've changed it a little bit, but when my phone got snatched out of my hands a month ago, so I wanted to continue on with that, and it's become more and more prevalent, okay? So this is the time where we seem to be coming out, if you're listening to this in the future. We are now, at this point, coming out of the great plandemic, and I do say plan. I don't accidentally say plan, it's purpose. It is a plandemic. And now, you may or may not agree with me that it's a plandemic. If you don't agree with me, then what I say is, I just need you to get educated, okay? I just need you to look into things. I just need you to ask questions, because things don't add up, and you know they don't add up. You know things don't feel right, and lean into that. And if you want to know some stuff, you just hit me up, and I'll send you some stuff, and you do your own research. Don't just trust me. Do your own research. Okay, so the thing is, though, with this whole pandemic is that it's showing some nasty colors in people. I blocked 3 people during this event. 3. And I don't really block many people. I feel like my friends list is already pretty decent. Like, I don't just let anyone on there. Look, sometimes I do just accept people who have got lots of mutual friends. But mainly, they're people that I know and I just think are pretty great. So I had to block 3 people. And they were, for one of them, they were just getting into the police mode. They were just like taking pictures of people who weren't social distancing and posting it on social media and shaming them. And I had to call them out on it and just to be like, look, this is not okay. And that really upset some people. And look, I will not back down. I don't care. Like, look at the world. It's fine. The social distancing thing is dumb. And those people didn't die. There wasn't a massive outbreak of COVID-19 on the Gold Coast after they took that photo. So I'm just saying, I just had to remove them though, because, well, in the end, things got a bit heated and I was trying to just, you know, I'm so for humanity. I'm so for social justice, and social justice is not posting pictures of people on social media that you don't know and telling everyone that they were doing something that they're not even doing in the picture. You're just saying that you saw that these people do this. Like, that's just defamation, mate, at the end of the day. So anyways, it's been an interesting time, and even one of my closest friends said to me that she was quite upset by something that I sent to her, a video I sent to her, and she really doesn't see things the same way I do. Anyhow, that was pretty hard for me to hear, and she said that she felt she couldn't talk to me about things because she thought that. The thing that hit me so hard is that my own friend, one of my own closest friends, didn't feel safe to talk to me about something, and there's just no way that I want to be a friend like that. I want to be a friend that my friends can talk to about anything, whether I agree with them or not. Like, it doesn't matter. I'm still their friend, and if they want to speak to me about something, they can without going to feel stupid or harassed or anything like that. So that was a really big wake-up call for me. I was like, holy crap, am I really the person that makes my own friends feel like they can't speak to me? That's not who I want to be. I won't lie to you guys. I don't have perfect relationships in my family. I post a lot on social media, about all kinds of personal development, just like we do, like in the podcasting here, and hacking and ways to improve your life. And so it might seem like I have it all figured out, but just recently I had to swallow some pride and reach out to some people and just apologize for my part in things. And look, I don't even necessarily know what to talk to these people about. I don't even necessarily know, but I've just had this realization. Like, I want to keep the peace in my relationships. I want to have good relationships with my family and my friends and the people that I've chosen to have in my world. And I want to be able to get along with them and not feel on edge or nervous or defensive around them, or feel like they should even have to feel that way for me, around me. So what I've done, what I've had this realization just today, is that what I might not agree and they might not agree, we don't have to agree on things. I know it's difficult, and because for me, what's happening right now and the social injustice that's going on in our world makes my blood boil, and I feel so passionately and strongly about this. It's really hard to just have a conversation with someone. It's really hard when they are just really unaware. But what I've realized is we don't have to see eye to eye on things. What I can do is if I decide I want to keep this person, like some people I just got rid of them, if I want to keep this person, I have to make an actual effort. Like, everyone thinks that things are all breezy and flowy and easy, and sometimes they're just not, and sometimes they take work, especially relationships, fuck me. Like, that is one of the most, the biggest deceptions, I think, is that we've been told that relationships will just be really easy and flow if they're meant to be, and I don't think so. I think we're all human and they're all worth, you know, you've just got to decide who's worth fighting for and who's worth doing the work for. So I've come to this conclusion, you guys, and this is what it is. This, you can use this for your own family or friends. We just focus on what we have in common. Let's just focus what we have in common. They know where I stand. I mean, if they're friends with me on social media, they know where I stand on things. They might not stand the same way. They might not see things the same way. But that doesn't mean that we can't be friends and we can't get along and we can't have a loving relationship. It means we can't talk about certain things, and we have to look at the things we have in common and keep close to those. And it's difficult when you're so passionate about something. Look, I don't think I could do that with a significant other. I don't think I could do that with my partner. No, I feel like something that I'm so passionate about, I think I may have to share that same view with them. They may have to share the same views on certain things, what you're so passionate about, but I'm not the expert here, so that's just my thought right now. When we cross that bridge, I will let you know, I'll give you an update. But I just know, I've just realized this, I'm just like, some of them are getting so much closer because people are in the same situation, in the same belief as me, and this has given us such a time to bond, and it's been really cool, and it's been really special, and good to make new friends, and to see different influences that I follow liking the same things. It's really good, it's so good to see this, and so it's not all bad, and so then I just have to decide, okay, I talk about this topic with these people, and with these people, I talk about this topic. With that person, I can't talk about this because we don't see eye to eye. And that's totally okay, even though it makes my skin crawl a little bit. But I have to remember why I have those people and that I love those people. And I don't want to hurt those people. Like, yes, I feel passionately about things. But really, at the end of the day, the most important relationships and the most important influence you're going to have is on the ones that are closest to you. Not the people so much, like, you know, that you don't meet, and the people on social media who's following you. The most powerful impact you can have is on the people the closest to you. And you might be thinking, I heard a really good thing today. I shared it on Insta. You think that you don't have a very big platform, not very many people listen to you or whatever. But if you have a brunch table and you have people having brunch, I say brunch, I never said brunch before in my life. This is what she said. If you have a brunch table, you have a platform and you have the ability to touch someone's life and make some kind of change or plant a seed. And all we can do when we feel so strongly about something that someone else doesn't feel strongly about is just plant seeds and allow those people to either follow those seeds along, or maybe they can't even get those seeds watered by you. They have to get them from someone else. They can't necessarily hear things from you, and you have to accept that someone else is going to be the one to help them see it. And if you really care about the cause, you won't worry that it is not you who helps them see this, who helps them see your point of view. You won't worry if you're really about the cause and not about the ego, which sometimes is a challenge, but remember the cause. So that is my share. If you're having relationships and you're noticing, especially maybe with family, and you're just noticing that things are a little bit tense and rough and it's difficult, I just really encourage you to focus on what you have in common. And if you feel you don't have anything in common anymore, you're like, I don't have anything in common, we don't have anything in common anymore. I feel like that's one of the most tragic things to say. Well, then create something in common. Something in common doesn't have to be something in the past or something that's so big part of you. It can be something that you create. You can go and do an experience together, see a movie together, go to the beach or whatever. Do some kind of experience, some kind of learning. Learn something so you have something to talk about. Like, there's so many ways to create something in common. It's not something that you either have or you don't have. You can create. So if you're worried about that, not having anything in common with someone anymore, you just need to be a little bit creative and a little bit adventurous. So I really hope this is going to help with some relationships you have in your life and keeping them, because really, let's keep our relationships, let's take care of our people. I feel it so strongly, like even with people at work, I'm just thinking, even with people at work, take up a fair chunk of my life, so they're not even people, they are people. People at work, and I just feel like, man, like I really just want to take care of them and help them out, and I think that is why we're here. I think we're just supposed to be looking out for each other. So yes, we don't always see eye to eye, and that's fine. That's totally fine. Hear out what they have to say. Hopefully they'll let you say what you have to say. And then if it's just not going to mesh, we just won't speak of it ever again. we'll never talk about this ever again. Just focus on what you have in common, guys. And that will be a saving grace for your relationship, especially during these times when there's so much happening and people are already on edge and emotions are already so high. Just focus on what you have in common. Hey, thanks for tuning in. I hope you've learned a hack or two today. If you like what you're hearing, you know what to do. Like, subscribe, rate, comment, share, depending on where you're listening. If you have any questions for me or any of the guests you hear on the show, send them to hackedasradio.com for a chance to be featured. Remember, your best days don't need to be behind you.